This is Blank on Blank. I'm David Gerlach, and thank you for joining us as we partner with journalists and interviewers, writers and authors, to build this archive of American interviews. In today's conversation, we're going to hear a pretty frank admission about the illusion of success. It comes to us from singer Mariah Carey. Now, you may be surprised to know that only the Beatles have had more number one hits than Mariah Carey. That's right. Only the Beatles have had more hits than Mariah Carey. And she sold some 50 million albums over the last 20 years. But when she spoke with the writer and author Thomas Beller back around the year 2000, Carey said there was another side to her fame, something you didn't see. Even though she had been a force in the music industry for nearly a decade by then, where was all the money? This is Blank on Blank.
Business is a serious thing, and you know, you're beautiful and charming and very talented.
Thanks.
But that is not always... People in your position of being beautiful, charming, and talented are not always
business people.
Financially savvy, and the fact that you seem to have actually juggled that.
I haven't been. I've been really screwed up. I've made a lot of really bad decisions prior to this. I was getting really worried because I've been, you know, the freaking house and the money that wasted, and all the, for the past few years, me spending on my own videos and me doing all these things to keep myself, to make sure that I had the stuff that I wanted, even though it wasn't in my deal to have, you know, it's a long story, but I spent a lot of money. Plus, I didn't have a place to live for 3.5 years, living in hotel rooms, traveling the world, paying for, you know, so it's not like, it's not what people think. You don't make the money it costs for a CD. The company makes the money, or they wouldn't, I mean, please, you think the artists make even 1/100th of what you expect? No. Artists pay for everything they do.
Yes,
for the
it
most
comes
part.
Out of those advances.
Yeah, when you have a deal and you get a deal, especially when you're young, you're paying for everything. People think, oh, whoa, here I am
Here's
in this
advance,
big record
right.
company.
No, but it comes
no
out.
That's your money.
That was Mariah Carey on Losing Money and Screwing Up, and this is Blank on Blank. I do want to note, she obviously has done something right since then. She's still turning out hits, still in the headlines. She even won acclaim acting in that unexpected role in the indie hit film, Precious. Regardless, to hear such a personal admission is pretty remarkable, I think. Anyway, I do want to thank Thomas Beller for adding this interview to the archive. He's been a staff writer at The New Yorker and Spin magazine. He's authored several books and now teaches creative writing at Tulane University. Check out his work at thomasbeller.com. Now, for more interviews you can hear nowhere else, head over to blankonblank.org. I'm David Gerlach. Keep listening.